called the bell cow. When they killed the bell cow, that was all there was left to eat.
Except the dogs.
Except the dogs, yeah. So, sure set the bristles up my back here. And then Kern Salmons had one about the poor little Indian. Does your family have any songs from an Indian point of view? There are three here in West Virginia that I know of, and rumors of another one that are sung.
Seems like I have one, but I can't remember it just now. I may think of it as you go along.
Can you do that one about like a great prairie flame sometime? That one about Indians?
Yeah, I was thinking about doing it. I'll do that one instead of the one I was going to do. This is, again, from Phyllis Marks. She sang me the first verse of this song, and she said she didn't have the second verse, but her sister had it. So I finally got with her sister and learned the second verse of it, and the sister told me that she'd learned it from a carpenter woman over in Webster County, and that there was a third verse, and so I'm sweating now to get over and get up with this carpenter woman and see if I can hear the third verse of this song. I wonder if I can. I haven't sung it for a while. When the pale faces came in their white winged canoe long ago from the sun rising sea, when they asked for a lodging we could not refuse, happy then were the red men and free. They could then choose a spot where their wigwam would stand, and the forest was covered with green, and the green rolling lakes and the ever-smiling lands were their own till the pale faces came. They came like a great prairie flame rolling on toward the sun-setting shore. Gazing now at the waves are a handful of braves. Oh, my brave men, your journeys are we receive them in gladness, these sons of the sky. We believe them of heavenly birth. But alas, to our sorrow, we found by and by that like us, they were sons of the earth. And their false trader wrongs and their fire water craze, there was no one our braves to restrain. So the fierce arrows flew and the tomahawks were raised, and we both mourned the dead of the slain. And it's about the calumet of peace. The calumet is the pipe, of course, the stone pipe that they smoke. And we both mourn the dead of our slain. They came like a great prairie flame rolling on toward the sun-setting shore. Gazing now at the waves are a handful of braves. We will rise to the chase nevermore. Camping now on the plain. Little out of practice on it. And the smoke wreath did cease from the calumet of peace. That's how it goes. Sounds like something out of the classic Victorian.
Yeah, it's a...
I just love it. I think it's beautiful. My husband gets a little antsy because it doesn't quite have current politics on the red man. You know? But I just think it's the greatest thing.
Yeah.
I just love it. It's so good.
And it's the Poor Little Indian from Clarence Hammons is the other one I know. And then there's one that comes from Logan County called The Steel of the White Man.
Well, that tune was that you sang, so it reminds me of Darling Nellie Gray.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Darling Nellie Gray. Are there any songs that you have with reference to the Indian period?
The only Indian one I have is just about a battle that was fought on the Ohio River.
Oh, I'd like to hear that.
And this it's not a very interesting song, but I got it from Uncle Jason, who wrote it out for me. And I just wanted to tell the students here that these two written sheets written down with pencil and all that, we used to call this a ballot. Yeah. You know, you hand this to somebody and you say, you want them to write you down a song, and you say, give me a ballot of that. And a ballot meant that you wrote it down on paper and a copy of it. And of course, there wasn't. None of these were printed, so you had to write them out for each other. Now, this is Uncle Jason's comment on the... He says, this song is older than our government. It was composed by someone when Lord Dunmore was governor of Virginia. The battle was between the Virginians and a large body of Indians near the... It's hard to read because it's so faint. Near the mouth of the Kanawha River on the banks of the Ohio River. I heard my grandmother sing this song. And on the other side he says, this was called in history Dunmore's War. You can look it down in history. Let's see, I might need my glasses to read this. It's a little...
Gene, you ought to have that paper pressed in plastic.
Yeah, I've just been carrying it.
It's about finished.
Yeah, I know it is.
All yellow with age.
Well, here's the way it goes. It's not, as I say, the tune is not especially interesting, but I think it's interesting in that it's one of the very early ballads of this country, of before the country was a country, really. Let us mind the 10th day of October, 74, which caused us woe. The Indian savages they did cover the pleasant banks of the Ohio. The battle beginning in the morning, throughout the day it lasted sore, till evening shadows was returning upon the banks of the Ohio. 70 men lay dead and wounded, of champions that did face their foe, by which the savage was confounded upon the banks of the Ohio. Colonel Lewis and some noble captains did down to death like brave men go. Now let their graves be ever honored upon the banks of the Ohio. Oh, bless the mighty King of Heaven for all his wondrous works below, who hath to us the victory given upon the banks of the Ohio. In other words, God was on our side.
Very interesting story.
No, I left out a lot of the verses. It's just mainly the verses that were left out were didn't have anything to do with the battle itself. They were just feelings of people. Actually, I did look it down in history, and I found out that Colonel Lewis was in the battle, but he wasn't killed. So the songs sometimes get the facts wrong, but like the old ballad of Queen Jane, they said that never happened, but the ballad is still here telling about the first cesarean operation.
Possible. Is Xerox that maybe?
Yeah, well, I've...
Make you some coffee.
Yeah, I guess so.
Do you should I turn the heat up for you?
Jerry, would you feel like singing that Poor Little Indian the way you heard it from Currents? Just give them the tune of it, the idea of it.
The poor little Indian sits in his canoe. He paddles along over the water so blue. He thinks of the time when this land was his own. Before those pale
among them were known, among them were known, before those pale-faced ones, among them were known.
They built their fine cities all over this land, and on our rich meadows their farmhouses stand. They took all our country from Texas to Maine. Poor Indian now seeks for his wigwam in vain.
For his wigwam in vain. For his wigwam in vain. Poor Indian now seeks for his wigwam in vain. It's when those white men first came to our land, we took them as brothers, we gave them our hand. And when they got wearied, we gave them repose, not thinking those white ones would e'er be our foes. Would e'er be our foes. The pride of our country before them did bow. The tall pine and cedar, their hatchets laid low. They hunted the beaver, the bear, and the deer. Or they knew in them wild woods they had nothing to fear. They had nothing to fear. They knew in them wild woods they had nothing to fear. All the graves of our forefathers, where are they now? They've turned them all under, they've given them the plow. They've turned them all under from Texas to Maine. For Indian now seeks for his wigwam in vain. For his wigwam in vain. For his wigwam in vain. For Indian now seeks for his wigwam in vain. Well, we got Jerry here. Come on down here. Let's sing that Blue-Eyed Boston Boy.
Oh, yeah.
Don't get very much of Jerry. We have to... I'm sorry. My capo is gone. Is anybody
there? Oh, it's under your chair.
Oh. Thank you.
He was just a blue-eyed fly Boston boy, his voice was low with pain. I'll do your bidding, comrade of mine, if I ride back again. But if you ride back and I am dead, you'll do the same for me. My mother
Civil War fiddle tunes, too. They're nice.
What was the history of that song? Who wrote it or something like that? There's no known tradition. I mean,
I've never been able to find out much about it. I think it's, I think what we sing is not all of it.
Yeah, it's just a fragment. Yeah.
It's just so neat the way the harmony is. It's like I can't imagine that being sung without two voices.
I'd like to see a recording, I think.
Yeah,
as a solo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's thought of as tradition. It's just like.
I don't know. I have to read the notes and see whether he said there was a writer or not.
No, I think it's traditional.
Mm-hmm. Or writer unknown.
Wind us up with a good one, Jean.
I think it's time to go.
give us an old regular song.
Old regular ballad.
Sure.
We're not saying goodbye yet.
No, not till Friday.
Well, I can do you a dismissal song from the church.
Is there something?
Oh, yeah.
Jesus grant us all a blessing. While we try to
Study it up and do it all.
Brothers and sisters and all that.
Do you all, are you familiar with Bill Shustick? In terms of as a collector for early American.
Yeah, I know who he is,
yeah.
I know who he is.
He's got an excellent body of material. I've got a couple of his things. And the stuff that my grandmother would keep coming up with from the Civil War conference, yeah. That her parents. And she every once in a while.
She is saying your grandmother's thing?